Three shots, four par, I just do two. One putt, par four, birdie, woohoo. New driver, info, replace, into. Par five, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into. Start right, good line, good view, Andrew. Shoot on right, Gavin, two thumbs up.
Episode 175. Made it all the way to 175. We're here with Doug Kors from Adele Golf. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So how's everything right now, Doug, in the Adele world? Busy time for you guys, but can you kind of give us a little synopsis of the Adele golf world, who you are with Adele, and just a bit of an intro into the golf space for you guys?
Yeah, sure. Well, Adele's been around since 1996, founded by David Adele. And, you know, he's very well known for his putting acumen and his understanding of the putter itself, as well as, you know, how the body reacts to different things, be it, you know, alignment, different aiming biases that people have, and then just stroke types and you name it. David's, one of the best. And he founded his company. I bought the company, announced the purchase in 2023. I'd been involved with the company since 2020. And we just set out to make that which not too many people in the consumer world of golf know. And that's what I learned when I started working with David, is how much the industry that you don't learn by just being a consumer in the industry. And it's fun, but at the same time, I think the industry has simplified things to make their message clearer and get, grow sales and grow the sport. So there's nothing, I don't think, wrong with what's going on. But for those who want more information, it's just not all that easy to come by. Mm-hmm. And you can get misled pretty easily with some of the, I guess, the fundamental things that people simplify. And so in my quest to get to know more and better, I just glommed onto Adele Golf because I love it. And we've been really innovative and extremely excited to bring knowledge and products to people to make them better golfers and save them one shot at a time.
I like that slogan. That's something that Bryce and I were just kind of talking about too. And our good friend Jake does a really great job of covering a lot of the Adele stuff too on his Made for the Range page. So that's kind of how we got connected. But we were just talking about all the different just ways with Bryce is like our gear guy. So he's really into like the different weighting with the irons and stuff like that. And I mentioned I was in that rabbit hole with the Array putter system that's doing a pre-order now. So actually it'll be launching, I guess, on the Friday we put out this pod, this Friday, right? So can you take us back to like the history of the, you want to do the SMS, Bryce? Like you want to do that?
Yeah, iron? Sure.
Yeah. No. So like, can you take us back to the history of that one and kind of tell us how that got started for you guys?
Yeah. So we were messing around trying to work with wedges and see how could we design or make a low launch, high spin wedge, right? You get all these, you love it. Everyone has low, you know, low launch or high launch, low spin shafts and this and that. And we had this vernacular, we were going through this and we had taken a wedge that David had basically bored out most of the weight in the wedge. And we were able to put weight wherever. And every time we tried to make it lower launch, higher spin, it ended up being the opposite. It was high launch, low spin. Mm-hmm. And we thought that that's really strange. So just kind of just by happenstance, we started moving weight into locations that you would never put weight on a wedge. And we just did it with, you know, rolled up lead tape and kind of just, I guess you just kind of rigged it together so that we could put weight just about anywhere. And what we found out is that as you moved weight across the face, from the heel to the toe, we saw that variation. We saw, you know, lower launch, higher spin with the weight in the heel versus higher launch, lower spin with weight in the toe. And some of that has to do with the bounce and grind and everything as well. But with just the one club and a few testers, that's what we were seeing. So then we got super excited and thought, oh, now we know we've just solved the world of golf. We know people that are like you know, golf like this person, or if they're steep or if they're shallow, or if they deliver the club in a certain way, we have the solution. And so we went out and produced some hittable prototypes. And as we did our player testing, we realized that we weren't right. We were wrong, actually. And we didn't know, we couldn't predict what the outcome was going to be with where we placed the weight. And what we really found after doing a bunch of testing is that if you get the weight in the right place for yourself, great things start to happen. Mm. You get to see more spin, you get more ball control over the launch window. You basically are able to time that delivery of the club face to the ball much more naturally. And so that's where we said, well, we just got to do this, because it just, for somebody like me to be able to hit a ball so much more solid, you know, square, and with the weight and the heel on my 7-iron, I had a mile and a half an hour of club head more speed.
Oh, wow.
And it was just essentially confidence, because when I have the weight in the toe, for me, I feel it lagging behind, and then I start flipping it. When I start flipping it, I lose that club head speed. So just really interesting to see different players react differently, you know. And then even we had some pro players hit it, and yeah, you know, they could replicate their swing, or they can adopt to just about anything really easily. And to have them, you know, give us their feedback on what they're feeling, what's causing their path change or their angle of attack change, things like that. It's such a great learning experience. And while we haven't been able to zero it down into if you're in this category, you're this person, or if you're in another category, you're that person, what we have found is that you get the weighting right across the club face, and you see some great things happen.
Did you guys have any inspiration to lean towards boring out the back and adding weight, or was that kind of just a R&D thing? Like, I know you kind of touched on, you guys were just trying to test high spin and stuff. Did you have any inspiration towards doing that, or did you kind of just jump? You guys kind of just jump right in and kind of figure out that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I would say less inspiration and more just practical stuff we had done with single length in the past. Is you really had to bore, like if you want a 60 degree wedge, if the 7-iron shaft in it, you really got to take a bunch of weight.
Get the swing weight down.
And so we had done a bunch of that. A lot of it was done prior to my coming on board. But we had the product kind of already dialed in for the single length system. And so then we were able to just play around a lot with some of the stuff we had previously done just to remove weight. And now we could add weight back just kind of wherever. And then that's what got us kind of started there.
And I got one more just before one more on the irons. I know switching the irons is very player friendly and kind of customizable without going too far into the customization of things. Did you guys take that into consideration when thinking of this idea that, hey, a guy who comes across it like me, who hits a natural cut, can put the weight in the heel and hopefully square that face up a little quicker, or vice versa, someone who overcooks it can move the weight? Did you guys take that into consideration when building this club, saying, hey, this has a lot more customization than a standard iron?
Yes. Yeah. And we had, you know, there has been clubs in the past over the last, you know, hundreds of years that people have been changing weight around. You know, you see some of the old woods that had ports for lead and other stuff in them. So it's really never been a secret so much. Just about every pro, I don't know if you go 10, 20 years back, they all had some sort of lead tape on something somewhere. A lot of them still do. Mm-hmm. And what's just not widely known or widely dispersed throughout, I guess, you know, the golf world is that all that weight makes a difference and where it is and how much it is. And it's not just swing weight, which is everyone builds to a swing weight. But there's more nuance to a golf club than a swing weight. And so what we set out to do from the beginning is, you know, we customize putters like nobody else. And now we customize irons like nobody else, and we'll continue to do that.
Mac here for Manscaped. Gentlemen, our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like none other.
with their brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. We're talking about a next generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave a mind can imagine. AI is cool, but I think this might be the best technology advancement the world has ever seen. Upgrade your grooming game to the Ultrasphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping using the promo code OTSGolf. High tech for low prices. Manscaped OTSGolf for 20% off plus free shipping. We'll see you in the Ultrasphere.
I love that, because the putter world's like kind of my thing. Bryce is like our gear guy, like I said, but I dive right into putters. I'm fascinated by putters. But you know, we were just watching the Waste Management last weekend, and or last week, yesterday even, and we saw like Nick Taylor. So we're talking about the ability to hit like a low or a high spin, low shot, and we see like Nick Taylor. We're Canadians here, a couple of us on the pod, so. You know, we see him hit like three balls inside 15 feet from 150 out. And like a player like that able to do that is great. He's, you know, had gone through all the R&D, looked at all the club data, all the things that he can do to, you know, make sure he can confidently hit those shots. But I can't do that. So I guess like my question where I'm going with this is Adele trying to like reach a mass consumer, I guess, like, or a wide variety of consumers. So they have that flexibility to kind of move those things out. And as their swing changes, as they maybe get better, they can still continue to hit that same iron.
Well, that's all part of it. It's part of the adjustability. We wanted to broaden the reach, right? It's one thing if you're on the pro tour and that's your job and spent most of your life hitting golf balls, and some of the things those guys can do is just crazy. The skill is just unreal, right? And there's really nothing in golf that beats skill to improve your game. But the problem is with skill also is the equipment. It's, you know, it's a golf ball, it's a shaft, it's a grip, it's how you set up to the ball.
I was going
to
say there's things that help skill.
Yes. And so all those things need to be considered as well. And for those of us that don't have the 10,000 hours to spend on a putting green and hone in, you know, a Billy Mayfair putting stroke or something like that, where you're just really good with what you have, it's really nice to have equipment that you can tune. Like when I first got fit by David Edel, I aimed at least 8 inches left of the cup from 6 feet with my putter. And he fit me into a backset mallet putter, which I had been fit into by Yes Putters, you know, 25 years earlier. For the reason is I couldn't aim anything else. And I didn't know that. I thought the Yes Putter was so ugly, I said, I'm not going to buy it. if I didn't have an ego back then, I probably should have bought it and would have been a better putter most of my life. But David fixed me on that one. And it's giving a broader audience of golfers access to what, you know, some of these pros have known or just known through their circles or their friends or learned from others, but they're not out there necessarily trying to tell, you know, me what I could do better in golf. You know, they've got their thing to worry about. And then the best coaches in the world, same way, they're coaching the pros, they have their clients. And so it's kind of a, I guess I would just say that the information, although it isn't withheld, it's just not widely communicated. And so that's great about, you know, what you guys are doing with your podcast and other things. Some of this information is getting out there now. And now you can get, you know, a normal golfer can go get numbers on how far they hit their clubs. They can start doing their gapping without, you know, having to go to a great range and get their range finder out and, you know, jump off every five yards to figure out what shot to hit. You can just do it with a launch monitor. It's fantastic.
Well, that's also what I kind of love about the SYS system, is you can kind of move those weights around and play with it right at the range. You know, you don't have to go in to a fitter or a club builder and say, hey, I need this change, and waste all that time and money when you can just literally take your wrench, pop it out and pop it back in and start swinging again. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. And oh, that's great. And Mark, to your earlier point, I've had a couple players that use our irons, and they've ever after a year, a year and a half, their game changed and they've changed the weight in their club.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of where I was going with that point. I was thinking like, you know, our game, my game is maybe on a downward trajectory, if I could call it anything right now, but there'd be like more forgiving aspects. And that's what Bryce and I were talking about right before he got on, like being able to move things around. It might not make, say, the club face more forgiving, but it'll make you find the club face more often. And that's kind of the idea with the different weighting system. And there isn't that many systems in golf built like that. There's only a couple brands that, that we can think of, right? So a lot of consumers will want to play blades or something like that. And then they might, you know, have to move to CBs or something like that. And with the Adele system, there would be a lot more forgiveness, right? Doug, can we talk about the first time you found Adele, the first time you kind of like hit them or saw the product and what your experience was like?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was probably eight or 9 years ago now. I was actually, a friend of mine knew the previous owners of Adele Golf and was looking at doing an investment with them. And so I happened to be in Austin at the time on a different project. And he asked me if I could go out to Liberty Hill and just see what it's all about and just make sure it's what he thought it was, which is, you know, these basically the first time I got fit for a putter with David and I was up there just kind of kicking the tires on the whole company and I saw their machine shop and their build shop and everything they have there and all the kind of stuff they were tinkering around with at the time. And I first got fit for a putter. I'm like, wow, I aim left. That was interesting. And then I got to the point where I was aimed right at the hole. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, this is kind of like other fittings I've been to where you hit about 10 or 15 shots, you think you're warmed up, and then you start hitting their clubs, and all of a sudden about 5 minutes into it, you're hitting everything great because you're now dialed in and you've been hitting the same thing forever. So I'm like, okay, so now I know how to aim. Maybe I can aim my other putter. And sure enough, I couldn't.
It's just a visual thing with some people.
Yeah. So I thought it was smoke and mirrors, and I thought, okay, you know, David's a smart guy. He's probably figured out a way to get people to manipulate what they're doing to aim properly. And I thought, okay, whatever. And then, you know, they did the speed test with me and they changed the weight and the grip and the putter head. And I was like, okay, you know, started rolling the ball at the same distance. And I thought, okay, this is just this phenomenon that's like smoke and mirrors. And then I got my putter. Oh, I wanted to say it was a few days later, maybe a week or so later. And I went out and used it for the first time in a member guest tournament. And I putted lights out. Never putted better. And I
was happy like, learned how crazy. To putt.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I'm like, I thought I was a pretty good putter before. And now I was like, man, this is just a next level. So that's when I really thought, you know, and talking to the guys there and to David, that there's something more to it than just, you know, the kind of the smoke and mirror psychological, oh, I can, you know, change this or change that and get you to do better. Cause it really held up for a while. And then funny thing is my expectations got so huge that I just started yipping it.
So, was that kind of the first moment where you kind of were like, oh, like I might want to get invested in this kind of thing and kind of come and kind of join the team or kind of get involved in it?
It wasn't really on top of mind at that time, but they were also the single length iron had kind of just started and I don't know exactly what stage it was. I think it was maybe two years later I got fit for the single lengths too. Mm-hmm. And what interested me in that was how 2 grams made it complete difference in whether I could hit the ball or not.
Yeah.
And the single length had a weight pour right at the center of gravity. And sure enough, I think I had 6 grams in there or something like that. It went up to 8 grams of weight and I couldn't hit the ball. Went down to 4 grams of weight and I couldn't hit the ball. But 6 grams back in there and I smoke it. And I'm just like, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That 2 grams on a, you know, it doesn't weigh that. It's not much weight, but it made a huge difference in my swing.
Well, it just shows how important. I mean, people always yell at me because I say I've never been fit for golf clubs, but it just shows how important it is, really, like how many strokes you can actually save getting fit properly by a fitter. Awesome.
I think it's amazing. So that really started me getting excited about what was going on. Not only did they have putters, but then they, you know, just learning about what weight does to a golf club and your swing, and how minute these things really are. You know,
I don't want to take this off the rails here, guys, but Bryce is playing at like scratch right now, hitting like 38 putts around. So if we could just get Bryce like somewhere close to 30, like he's playing at +4, +5. Like we've got a legit PGA Tour Canada player on the podcast every week.
I gotta practice, man. Yeah.
So Doug, when you and David are kind of going through the putting stroke and stuff like that before that first member guest tournament that you mentioned, just gear manipulation, no physical manipulation of your swing, no grip changes. I know you mentioned the grip and the weighting, the grip weighting and stuff like that, but he didn't change your putting stroke at all, the physical stroke, just like the actual piece of gear that you were holding?
He did not. And I would say that for the most part, based on my body type and my lower arm rotations and stuff like that, I was pretty close. A funny story is that when he did start working on my putting stroke, it took me really, and this is just crazy, it took me about 2 years to putt the way he really wanted me to putt. And I was even better at putting at that point. I mean, the ball, when I putt the way he wanted me to putt and stroke the ball like that, the ball roll was like a different, it was a different roll.
Just end over
crazy. Just straight end over end. Didn't hesitate, bounce, wiggle, anything. And I'd never seen that really before, to be honest. I didn't know.
We all have those points where we have that like one day and we're like, remember that day that it happened like that. But to actually start kind of getting, you know, so good player, good stroke. You just got to get fit into what's working better for you, right? So Bryce, this is what we're talking about. This is what we got to get set up for you.
I know that there's still a little subconsciousness in the back of my mind that I think I can do it myself. And there's also a part of my mind that knows I can't. So they're kind of battling right now, but we'll figure it out here soon.
Just maybe the wrong fit, right? But once you kind of clean that up, like obviously, like, you know, Doug, it sounds like you have studied the game, you know, a little bit about it or a lot about it. And you're interested in like your putting stroke and it was just the wrong piece of equipment maybe. And that can happen all the time, right? Like guys really just want to hit a certain brand or something like that. Right. Where I'm trying to take a segue into the array setup here because it's the whole system's like incredible. I was just kind of looking through it this afternoon. So can we talk about that a little bit where it's a new setup? It's a very new in the world of golf. It's like pretty revolutionary, I believe. And the more we kind of talk about it, Bryce and I having, there's got to be, we got four putters, four putter heads. I think we got four different hosel designs.
And then three sight lines or four sight lines?
There's more sight lines than that now. So four head shapes, four hosels, multiple alignments, plates and weight options. So I think Jake was saying that more were coming out even, but I think there's a three dot, there's a straight line, there's a double line. There's no sight line. So there's got to be at least five or so. So we're talking about like, you did the math, I don't know, there's got to be over 100 combinations there. So is that something that's pretty new R&D, like in the world of putting? Like, is that something that you guys are feeling pretty confident in?
Yeah, it's new out there now. It's been what David had started all along. And it's this, the level of detail you can go into a fitting, and you guys know this, probably talking to people that fit clubs, the level of detail you can go into is really insane. And it's a matter of, you know, is the person going to get too tired or do you want to keep going or do you want to start again another day and try to keep going and keep going? You can just do it forever. And the same thing with putting. The greatest thing about Array is we've done is simplify everything to make it easier to do, but at the same time, allow that super in-depth level of customization and fitting that you can't do with just any putter. And so that's I think the what I would say the greatest thing about what we've been able to accomplish with this array system is just the simplification, yet not trying to dumb down the product or the fit or the ability to go so deep with fitting.
And then are you selling a lot of these parts? Can you, like, so say I buy a putter, a neck, a putter head, and a sight line. Can I then come back and buy just another sight line? Is that?
Yeah, so we'll have those offered. Sight lines will be offered. Weights. Okay. You know, we encourage people to change the head weight of their putter depending on the speed of greens.
Mm-hmm.
We fit weight in the handle for, you know, stroke and distance control. But at the end of the day, if you play different courses, I went to Bandon one time and, you know, the greens were awesome, but they were rolling like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just come from a course where they're rolling 11.5. And my first putt I hit, I couldn't, it was probably a 10 footer or something. I think it went 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I can't even get the ball halfway to the hole. This is going to be a long round. But I was able to, you know, it took weight out of my putter, and then it's very similar stroke or similar feeling in your hands, and the ball goes further. So there's a lot of really, I guess, really intricate things you can get into with the array setup, you know, where you can change the weight in the heel and the toe of the putter. You can change the weight in the handle. You can, you know, we have different grip sizes. We have different hosels. You know, hosels can have a lot to do with how your ball rolls as well. And so just getting those things dialed in is to me, it's super fun. And you can go as deep as you want, or you can go as simple as you want. Just say, hey, I like this shape and this line and this hosel, and this is what I want to play. Or you can go get fit to the nth degree. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just also saying, me and Mac were talking before about the system, and I think it's great. On the other hand, of if I don't like my putter I just spent $500 on it. If I don't like the next style and I'm not putting well with it, I'm gonna have to go buy another $400 or $500 putter. But with this system, you can just change the neck, and I'm not sure what the pricing is, but you can just go buy the neck, just buy the hosel and put a new shaft in it and change your putter putting stroke completely. And I think it's just a way cheaper option, more convenient option to, again, fit yourself and customize your clubs instead of going out to the fitter and spending all that money on a whole new putter and a whole new setup. So I think that's fantastic.
Certainly. It's certainly something that's offered that hasn't been offered that much in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give a couple of specs if I can here for the listeners. So we got single bend. I'll go through the three hosels. I believe there's four, but I see three here right now. So the single bend, the slant, and the short plumber. So maybe there's a long plumber on that as well. I'm not sure. So there's six different alignment plates. So there's the blank, one line, two lines, three lines, three dots, and a T-bar. So weighting from 350 grams to 390, sizing from 33 inch, moves up every half inch up to 36 inches. So there's 12 stock grips, a lot of super stroke grips and stuff on there. So just with stock grips, you're going to find something that you're very comfortable with. 68 grams up to 72 gram. So I think we got pretty much everything there. So again, anybody who's kind of interested, just like we are in, it's a fascinating system. It's a Array system. So we'll link the site in the show notes below. So go down, check it out. Adele Golf's over there too. Our friend Jake, who we've had on the podcast in the past, has done a lot of work with you guys and does a really great job explaining the different functions of all of the different, you know, weights, the shafts, the, like, all of the different sight lines and
the
stuff.
Endless combinations.
The endless combinations. Like we've just talked about, I think if you put those together, there's like 1,000 different combinations. Probably somebody can do the math on those, but your putter is there. Like you can find a putter that works for you. I think pretty confidently, which is a great system. And like Bryce was saying, it's at typically a cheaper option than buying a putter and then maybe it doesn't work. And a lot of us love to tinker. And like you say, you might play in different climates all the time. You might go on a trip, might be whatever it is. You might play at a course like mine where they roll the you know, they cut the greens low and they're so fast and it's just complete nails, and you have to roll something a little bit different to fit your stroke better. So a lot of different options, some really cool visual components that Jake's put together too, as well as Adele Golf. And I think it's like really, really neat to kind of dive into if you're a gear junkie, kind of like a lot of us that are listening to this pod. So pretty cool stuff, Doug. Pretty cool stuff, man.
Oh, thank you. We're excited. You know, it's a culmination of a lot of years of work and feedback, honestly, from players like yourselves and other customers that we've had in the past, just telling us what they see or what they feel when they get something like this. And then the number of fits that we've done over time, just informing us on what's important for like sight lines on a putter, what's important in, you know, in shaft weight or in hosel type, things like that.
Well, the great thing too, like as somebody representing Adele Golf, like any of the fitters that are fitting people into Adele Golf, they can confidently say, like, we have an option for you. There might be an option that you prefer somewhere else in the golf space, but there'll be an option that will work for that. Like, you know, there's Newport style, there's like, you know, kind of like the wingback style, there's a mallet putter, there's all different types of putters that'll different type of heads, there's four different ones that'll work for you and your stroke somehow. It's just having the ability to tinker is cool. It's definitely cool. It's something that I haven't really done in my game. I've just made a putter change recently, and it's more like aesthetics, but I've always kind of rolled the same shape and stuff. And yeah, as we get more fit and as we talk about, or as we get fit more and we talk about kind of the technology that's at our hands, it's neat. It's kind of cool that it's in the golf space, because it's everywhere else with us. Like AI is everywhere, and this is kind of like a form of AI for our golf swings, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So Doug, if I can ask, where are you hoping to take Adele Golf? Like, and if we still have a couple minutes with you, you still got a couple minutes?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So where's Adele going next? As we're putting out this putter, the array system, are you already thinking about kind of 2025 and what type of things you're kind of putting out, or where you want to kind of move the company?
Yes. Well, we're going to continue to innovate. And I think we're in a nice space where we're innovating in a world that is, I suppose it's being a small company, it's fairly easy for us to innovate in some of these spaces, whether it be like the putter space or even the wedge and iron space like we have in the past. And we're going to continue to refine that and get those products dialed in. You know, I think every time, and this is what I've learned from the golf engineers, is every time something comes out, you think of the 100 things that you would have done differently. Mm-hmm. Once it hits the shelf, you're just like, oh, shoot, I wish we had done this, and this. And so we have a laundry list of those things with all of our products, you know, including Array, which is things we can, you know, come up with in the next few years to really make that even one step better than it is already. And then same thing with the irons and the wedges. And then we've had some ideas around some other clubs, but we're a long ways off from any of that. And if it can't be something that's kind of in our brand and something that we really think is going to save somebody a shot, at least a shot, if I can't get you your dispersion, you know, that much better, or your roll that much better, or, you know, the spin that much higher, whatever it is, then we're not going to come out with it. Yeah. It's just, it has to be in that arena. So we do have some plans for wedges and irons and a few putter things coming up as well. So we're excited about the future of what we have, and we'll continue to innovate and offer. We offer a bigger selection than anybody, I think, in the space. As far as if it's wedges, we offer more grinds than anybody in terms of per loft. We always have, you know, our products are all forged, and so they're very bendable. So we can get, you know, lie angles that are odd shaped or odd sizes for people. We can, same thing with our putter setups. We just always want to offer something that's just a little bit above and beyond what you can get from, you know, from one of the big guys.
So I had a question. You kind of briefly touched on it, but so you guys aren't opposed to going into like the driver wood area of golf. You just want to make sure it's going to fit your brand and the way you guys want to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And it's a challenge. It's a whole different business model. Sure. From a business standpoint, it can be lucrative, but at the same time, I think we're getting to the point where you can't claim another 10 yards on your driver.
Right. Right.
So then the question is, what's, and they already have all the adjustable weights on drivers and everything. The question is, okay, what is it about a driver that we can innovate? That's different than what's happening.
Well, it's funny because people are always saying, like, how are you going to make drivers better? Because they're so good now. It's like they did the weighting system and now they're kind of moved on to like the faces and make the faces faster and hotter or more forgiving. It's just like, where are they going to go next?
Yeah, I don't know. I know there's, there was a mantra years and years and years ago that the shaft didn't matter. And I think I think from a pure physics standpoint, you can probably eliminate the shaft as having an impact on what happens with the impact of the club and the ball and all that stuff. But the reality is you got to get the club there.
Yeah, for sure.
And so part of what we do at Edel is we always concern the golfer, the individual golfer. We're always saying that, this ball doesn't move itself. And so, somebody has to be there. There's a human between the ball and the cup. And so that's where I think we innovate the best is trying to get that, I guess, human intelligence in there, just so we know what's going on with the golfer himself or herself and the ball. The ball doesn't care.
Yeah.
Ball doesn't care, but you do as a golfer trying to get the ball to where you want it to go. Care a lot.
Yeah, we've heard that before. Like the ball doesn't know who hits it, right? So it's all just the way that the club is delivered. And I like that trying to save one stroke. Like I like that model. We've had a similar conversation with Joshua Haywood. I'm sure you've heard of Haywood Golf, and they've gotten into the wood space and the fairway woods and stuff. And he talked about how difficult that is and wanting to make sure, bringing their clubs down, buying different drivers to make sure that they can test up against that. And I'm sure that, as an owner and operator, you want to make sure that you can do that. And I think with what we're seeing with their race system is offering something that is at the top now and that you can confidently like kind of put your thoughts behind and put yourself behind and say, like, I think that this is like an elite level of putting system, which, I know Bryce and I, as golfers, as avid golfers, gear guys, it's interesting to us and it's definitely something that
exciting.
Yeah. It's exciting for sure. You touched on the wedges a little bit, Doug. So I just wanted to go over them quickly before we let you go. So I think there's five different grinds. We got, P, C, T, V, and D, and I'm going to put a link to edelgolf.com and you can just kind of go through them, learn the different grinds, five different grinds. If there's more, you can learn about them there, but those are the five that I can see there. And if you have any questions, like send us a message or even Adele and you guys can kind of reach out. Bryce is, we could kind of put you on to Bryce and he'll tell you about all of them. Cause I'm sure he's gone through them all a bit, but Doug, we really appreciate this, man. It's great to kind of have a chat. We love learning about brands. Mm-hmm. What they're doing. It's really fascinating to us, as I'm sure it is a lot of other people. The race system is super cool, super exciting, like Bryce said, but really appreciate the time. As you guys keep innovating, we'd love to have you back. We'd love to do it again sometime.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mac. Thank you, Bryce. Yeah. You guys are great to be with.
All right. Thank you.
He's out in my ball and of course where I tee up. I lose a ball and I re-up. I miss a fairway, I probably end up in the ocean or maybe the beach. And I'm on a par five and I'm finna go reach it. Second was blind, I ain't see it. Feel like it might be an albatross, worst case scenario.